It's the Forces Station BFBS with Natasha, and joining me now is Alison Baverstock, founder of Reading Force. So for those who haven't come across Reading Force before, can you tell us what it's all about?
Thank you, Natasha. It's lovely to be here. It's a shared reading scheme to encourage families to read together, to enjoy the experience, and in the process to keep in touch with each other. And I set it up. I'm a Forces wife. My husband was in the army for 30 years, although he left last year. And I set it up really because we'd always found books in our family a good way of keeping in touch and having some sort of common ground to talk about when he was away or yet another move was looming.
So how does it all work?
Well, we encourage families to choose a book that everybody is happy to either read or have read to them. It's really important that it should be a book that people want to read. So we'd encourage them to choose something that they're happy to do. I mean, the most commonly chosen book is actually Diary of a Wimpy Kid, or also books by David Walliams. They're really popular. So they choose a book and then they encourage people in the family to read it. And we give out scrapbooks. And there's lots of space in these scrapbooks for them to write what they think, draw a picture to show what they thought. They can stick their picture, the picture of everybody involved on the front. And it's a great way of linking people who are facing a particular range of stresses that we know go with being a services family. In particular, it works really well with grandparents because usually the children and the grandchildren have moved away from where they started out. And grandparents can often feel a bit left out, and encouraging them to read the same book and then to talk about it over FaceTime or Skype can be a great way of keeping everybody involved.
And as you mentioned, your husband was in the forces, so your children grew up with being able to communicate in a different way. So you understand the importance of getting the youngsters involved with their families and taking part in Reading Force.
Yeah, well, there are lots of things to say there. I mean, my husband was in the army for 30 years and we moved 18 times. So we were constantly facing disruption. And at times when that happens, you know, the kids had to go to a new school or we had to settle into a new neighbourhood. It was really important that we kept communication going and then we felt in touch with each other. And I think that can be a really good time to reintroduce a bedtime story or to read aloud to each other or just to share something when you can't talk about what's most on your mind, but you do need to remain in touch.
And this is all a free scheme?
It's completely free. Any service family can take part, also reservists and veterans. So it's completely open scheme. And the materials are paid for by various sources, sometimes army charities. So like the Soldiers Charity has given us some money. The Arts Council's paid for a bit. We're in the middle of a tour at the moment. We're taking it to schools, services schools around the country, and the Arts Council's paid for that. We've also had some money from Rushmore Borough Council, from Hampshire County Council, and from the Army. So it's funded in a variety of ways, but the scheme is free. Families who take part can also get a free book if they'd like to make that their choice for the Reading Force project.
And as you mentioned, you are on a roadshow at the moment.
Yes.
So
yes.
How's it all going?
Well, it's been very exciting. We're covering 10 schools over about 6 weeks. And we should be reaching about 1,700 service families in the process. So we've concentrated on schools that have a lot of services pupils. So lots of schools and lots of excitement.
So what have you been doing with the students?
Well, we've had a sort of two-stage thing. I'm working with football author Tom Palmer and then a chap called Jim Sells, who's actually the National Literacy Trust's Premier League liaison manager. So he gets in touch with footballers who like reading and gets them to talk about it. And they run an event in all these schools all about the pleasure of reading and why it's worth doing. Tom writes books about football and sport. And then after that, we have a fete for services families when we hand out the Reading Force materials, get them to do some puzzles and games associated with reading, and also all the service children get a free book by Tom Palmer, which he signs and dedicates to them. So that's very special.
You've been to Blandford Camp, you've been to Aldershot. Mm. So where is next on the roadshow tour?
Well, going up to the Midlands and then going up to Yorkshire. So always concentrating on areas that have a lot of services families. But yes, it's going to take about 6 weeks in all. It's been very exciting.
So for more information and to perhaps join the scheme,
yes,
where can we visit?
Well, we'd encourage all service families to get in touch, and it's for all ages. It isn't for any particular age. But look on our website, which is www.readingforce.org.uk, and you can find all the material there. You can also find feedback from families who've taken part in this before and really enjoyed the experience. And honestly, the feedback that we've had in the scrapbooks has been lovely. I should have said, actually, that when you've finished your scrapbook, when it doesn't have to be completely full, but when you've got to where you're happy with it, if you want, you can just keep it. But if you want to send it back to us, we'll give you some feedback, a certificate that shows you've taken part, which schools are always really keen to present in assembly, that sort of thing, and another free book. And we do send all the scrapbooks. Obviously, they're really precious by the time lots of people have written them. So we send them back via recorded delivery post. But we've now got schools internationally using the scheme. We've got schools in Germany and Brunei, other places all using Reading Force, which is great.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic, especially if you get a certificate at the end of it.
I mean, yeah.
It's nice, a little bit of achievement that you can have displayed on the kitchen fridge and things like that.
And I think it does prompt all sorts of good conversations, so that when parents read the books that their children are reading and talk to them about it, it's interesting. And we find in particular that the dads tend to like the sort of David Walliams and Wimpy Kid books. And it just prompts good conversations. And I think, you know, services families have lots of challenges that the rest of the world doesn't face. And it's just a really good way of keeping everybody in touch with each other while all those are going on.